This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli soldiers found a tunnel shaft used by Hamas at Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said efforts to prevent Palestinian civilian casualties were not successful because Hamas stopped people moving to safer places. The army released a video it said showed a tunnel entrance in an outdoor area of Al-Shifa, Gaza's biggest hospital. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Thousands of bodies lie buried in rubble in Gaza. Families dig to retrieve them, often by hand. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The wreckage goes on for block after devastated block. The smell is sickening. Every day, hundreds of people claw through tons of rubble with shovels and iron bars and with their bare hands. They're looking for the bodies of their children, their parents, their neighbors. All of them are killed in Israeli missile strikes. The corpses are there, somewhere in the endless acres of destruction. More than 5 weeks into Israel's war with Hamas, some streets are now more like graveyards. Officials in Gaza say they don't have the equipment, manpower, or fuel to search properly for the living, let alone the dead. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the quote-unquote power of the Pacific in his toast at a gala dinner for the heads of delegations at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco on Thursday night.
So please join me in raising your glass to our people, to the Pacific, and to the possibilities of all we can do together. Hear, hear. Welcome.
Thursday's dinner came on the heels of a high-stakes summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. As countries in the Pacific meet in San Francisco for the annual APEC summit, VOA's Anita Powell says the competition for influence between the U.S. and China is on display.
Business leaders in the Asia-Pacific say they've benefited from competition between the two superpowers. The head of Malaysia's American Chamber of Commerce told VOA that the workforce's dynamism and English skills has led to growth in many fields, semiconductors, medical devices and technology, and more.
I think it's really positive. We're seeing a lot more growth from different sectors, and Malaysia's being looked at for different strengths that we didn't even realize we had.
Asia analysts say the dynamic in the region is not likely to radically or quickly change.
I think the Biden arguments are probably the ones that are more likely to carry the day. But of course, as we saw from so many business leaders meeting with Xi Jinping, China's still an important market. And for some of those businesses, an important production hub. And that's not going to change anytime soon.
Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said they would pursue mutually beneficial relations in their first face-to-face talks in a year, putting emphasis on shared economic interests amid a series of diplomatic disputes during hour-long talks at a hotel in San Francisco on Thursday. South Korean prosecutors sought on Friday a 5-year jail term for the boss of Samsung Electronics, J.Y. Lee, over charges of accounting fraud and stock price manipulation involving an $8 billion merger of Samsung affiliates in 2015. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
A ruling is expected on any potential sentence within months after a trial which has lasted 3 years. During Friday's hearing, prosecutors said Lee and other former executives had broken the law to make the 2015 merger possible. The move helped Lee gain greater control of the group's flagship Samsung Electronics. Prosecutors alleged the executives' involvement in the merger included stock price manipulation and other wrongdoings. They further argued this helped the accused make gains at the expense of minority investors. Lee has denied any wrongdoing.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake rattled the southern Philippines on Friday, the German Research Center for Geosciences said. And while there were no immediate reports of casualties, authorities warned of damage. The quake struck off the shore, and the Philippine Seismology Agency and the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said a tsunami was not expected. Police near the quake's epicenter said there was no reports of casualties. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.